it's Kelly. I think this was the best part of the show today. That's why we call it the Kelly Cast. Brought to you by Aroma Joe's. Find your fuel.
Hi, it's the Blake Show on Coast 93.1. Kelly, Todd, tell me what you think about this. Actually, this would, you know, if you want to call and you have a story to tell us about something that went terribly wrong at your wedding. Oh, well, it's okay. Like Savannah says, my DJ got COVID the day before, so my ex had to DJ. Oh, well, that's quite a situation.
Like, it's like, I'm a bee. It's all those kind of songs.
Right, right.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. It's all like breakup
songs. The bee is back. It's any songs that have the
love
B word.
Love hurts.
Yeah, right. It's all like breakups. Goodbye to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. Samantha has what I thought was a bee fly down the front bust of my dress.
When I was the bride at my wedding.
Couldn't get it out. I could hear it buzzing loudly.
Oh, my God. That must be awful.
I couldn't get it out, so I had to partially undress. The cars were driving by. Turned out it wasn't a bee. It was a giant June bug, but still.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, and we did a sand vase during the ceremony, and it got knocked off the table and broken during the reception. Now, that's a good party when you have the wedding and the sand vase gets shattered. A fun reception, I bet. So I bring this topic up because of this crazy story. They almost married the wrong people. How does that happen? Mm. Well, it was a group wedding. Now, this is over in India. You know, traditions are a little bit different. Uh-huh. Two sisters were going to get married, and they were each marrying, obviously, their respective grooms. Well, there was a power outage, so it got dark. And they almost married the wrong grooms.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
The two brides apparently performed some of the rituals with the wrong grooms.
Wow.
Why wouldn't it was dark.
Why wouldn't the other, the fake grooms be like, hey, no, it's not me. It's this guy over here.
I don't know.
That's
well,
weird.
Maybe neither of them were saying anything. And the priest, you know, who was doing the ritual
just
was just there. And they were
yeah.
passing something to each other or something. I mean, like I said, this is, you know, a lot of different customs, but... But yeah, imagine that. Imagine if you walked out of the room and you're like, wait a minute, who are you?
Who's this guy?
Right?
The only thing that went wrong at my wedding is I taped my boobs down to like make them look like fabulous, right?
Oh,
with
yeah,
boob
yeah,
tape.
Sure, yeah.
And as soon as I went to hug a friend, pow, the tape like,
oh, yeah.
Went
boom.
and both boobs went back down to
wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, so Jay didn't really get to see them at, like, you know, woo, the he's yeah. arm when they were like, oh.
They went from cross-eyed to wide-eyed.
Yeah. Totally. And it was too late. It was too late to put the tape back on. I was like, oh, it's fine. Let's just go.
Laura says, I was 2 hours late to my own wedding because my mother-in-law and the wedding flowers never got picked up. Whoops.
Well, the mother-in-law.
Which one's more important in that situation?
The flower's okay, but the mother-in-law.
I don't know why they came together. Like, they were
right,
a package
exactly.
deal.
I made my mother-in-law go pick them in the fields. What?
Gina says, what went wrong at my wedding? The minister called me by the wrong name.
Oh, my God.
That's
boy.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's
bad. Oh, that happened to Michelle, too. Michelle on our Facebook page. The pastor at the little non-denominational chapel said the wrong Ooh. Name for my husband during our vows. My mother-in-law, his mother, came flying out of the chair when
oh
she heard
God.
It. And luckily, he corrected himself, and we laughed it off, and she sat back down.
Oh my God, I hope I'm not that mom, but I probably will be. His name is Wyatt.
Right.
Not William, sir.
Yeah.
And he is a perfect boy.
I don't want to let him go.
I don't want to see Wyatt. It's an omen. Yeah. Come on, come back with mama.
They're like, right. ma'am, that whole, like, if you have anything to say, say it now thing. No one ever does that.
This is a hint,
right.
huh? Red flag. Anyone else see it?
Do you think, speaking of that, so you know when they say if anyone doesn't want to see this thing go through or whatever, speak now or forever hold your peace, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you think there's ever been a time when someone has said something? Like, why do they do that?
I don't know, but let's ask.
Okay, 7-9 Coast. Right? Can you imagine?
I can't imagine somebody.
And they don't do that at every ceremony nowadays, but that's part of the whole traditional thing.
Right.
Yes,
you
it
say
is.
If anyone doesn't, and you, it's like specifically doing like a double check.
Yeah.
And it's kind of rude, actually, if you think about it. It's kind of like, hey, I know that they have made this decision and planned this day and spent years of their
right,
lives
exactly.
coming together, but anyone think it's a bad idea?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, one last chance.
Yeah.
Like, it's their opinion.
Anyone who'd like to weigh in here, you know?
And then if someone did object,
Right. What do you do?
Would that be like the wedding's off?
Well,
yeah, sorry.
Time to go home.
Everybody
sorry.
No. Home.
Yeah. Right?
We could still hit the open bar, though.
What a ridiculous point.
7-9 Coast. I would not be surprised if someone listening has experience. Oh, the phone's ringing. Okay. If
you're, what?
Yeah. If you're calling, don't hang up. Oh, my God. One of them says it happened to her at her wedding. Someone objected. That's next.